Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We're the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, not Grand Knight, and I am joined today by
Peter O'Sullivan,
Rob Somerville,
and Rich Perron, past Grand Knight.
And we are members of the Knights of Columbus Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. We're here to remind the community about who we are and let you know where you can find us and support our efforts. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. First of all, a big thank you to everyone who came out to support our recent events. One of the big ones that we had just this last time out was the Maryland Wine Festival Pit Beef.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. A lot of people showed up to set up, and a lot of people showed up for the first half of the day. I know they were scrambling to get a little bit of help for the second half of the day, but that turned out to be really good. It kind of reminded me of the 4th of July because the weather was really, really perfect. And because of that, there's just a huge turnout of crowds and stuff. So
it really was a beautiful weekend for that kind of a thing.
And the wine festival is always an attraction. Everybody comes out for the wine festival.
Do you know if they ended up finding enough coverage? Did we?
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure it was less than what was there the first half of the day. But it was a good turnout. It was a good turnout for the crowds. It was a good turnout for volunteers. And I can't wait to find out what we made.
So let that be a call to everyone. Even if it's last minute, give us a shout. See if you can come help out. We're always looking for people. We'll find something for you to do.
That's right.
And it's a good time. It really is. And especially on a gorgeous day like it was, you can at least enjoy the time outside. So, Rob, do you want to jump into what we have coming up this next month?
A lot of the events. Before I jump into the actual night-specific events, there is an event that I think is really important, and that is on Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m., Father John and Father Andrew will be saying Mass at the church across from the abortion clinic in Catonsville. So that's a big deal. So I would encourage everyone, not just Knights, if you can make that, please do so.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we could carpool. Maybe we can get some people in carpool going down. That would kind of get more people going.
But that I'm pretty sure that announcement has gone out to a lot of different organizations and the parish in general. So for the Knights events that same weekend, we have our Tootsie Roll Drive. That money supports, it's just donation-based, it supports the Maryland Special Olympics. Our next Ravens game is October 5th. October 11th, we have another Red Cross blood drive. The last one, by the way, almost filled completely up. Hopefully we can do that again. A Columbus Day Ball, which is a state chapter thing, that's October 11th also. That weekend, we have a Ravens game, and then we have two big things coming up, or I guess three big things coming up in at the end of October. Oktoberfest, I'm sure people have started to see things about that. Get your tickets while you can.
And that's Saturday, October 18th.
That's Saturday, October 18th. That's correct. That's a big deal. We got a live band. Great food, prizes, 50-50, all kinds of stuff going on. A family social for this month is our chili cook-off. That's kind of turning into an annual thing. That's also where we award our scholarship. So at the beginning of the month in October, the scholarship request will open up, and then we award them there at the chili cook-off. And that turned out to be really great last year, so I suspect it will be again. And then our first movie night with spaghetti is Saturday, October 25th. I think the movie is Luca.
It is, yeah. That's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm.
So sometime in October, you'll probably start seeing things for that. And then we finish October off with another Ravens game. That's Sunday, October 26th. Can we keep going into November?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Marianist Men's Retreat. So that is still happening, but nobody's going because it filled up. And we think that a group that didn't get to go last year because it filled up decided to book as early, I think, in February or March. And so they filled it up.
They beat us out. Huh?
But that's okay. Plenty of opportunities for stuff coming up. Faith Formation, we're doing a joint effort with the Sheens for Burgers and Dogs on Sunday, November 16th. Membership drive. Right now it's scheduled as a Bourbon Pizza. We'll see what Josh has in mind for that. Other Josh Flatley. Another Ravens game, Sunday, November 23rd. And then there's no social the day before Thanksgiving. We're not doing a social in November. And then a Ravens game on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow.
So another difficult time to get volunteers, but if anybody can do that one, it would probably be greatly appreciated. And I think that rounds out the events from October to November.
That's a pretty busy schedule.
It's a very busy schedule.
It's a very busy schedule, and I've said this before, and I said it recently at some of the business meetings. We're a very, very active council, and all you have to do is look at the calendar, and you see just how active we are, which is why it's important to get people to come out. I want you at the meetings, but I really want you at the events because we got a lot going on.
And speaking of the calendar, something that I had mentioned last month that I will absolutely plug again today is that we have through our Gmail email account, that's 7612kofc@gmail.com, 7612kofc@gmail.com. You can add all of the night's events to your Google Calendar. So if you're familiar with Google, familiar with how to use the Google Calendar feature, which, by the way, I highly recommend to keep you organized, all of our Knights of Columbus events for 7612 will automatically be added to your calendar. So there's easy way to click on the button, request to be added, and somebody here in the council will add the calendar, or add you, I should say, to the list of calendar invitees.
Right now, that would be me. And by the way, the other thing, the important thing to point out with that is as we update those events, it will synchronize with your calendar. So you don't, it's a good way to keep track of updates.
So if something gets canceled or moved or whatever it might be, anytime you look at the calendar, it will be the most up-to-date information.
What am I going to do with all those pieces of paper I got on my desk at home with all the dates on it that I can't find?
Paper airplanes. Little tiny paper airplanes.
I can't find them when I need them. Great.
Sticky notes.
Just a reminder for those of us who are sitting here at the table, I am Josh Beck, sitting here with
Peter O'Sullivan,
Rob Somerville,
and Rich Perron.
Peter, I want to go ahead and kick it over to you. I understand you're going to tell us about Faith in Action.
Yes, I'd like to do that, Josh. About 2 years ago, we're in the third year now, the Supreme Council introduced a new plan of programs, which they call Faith in Action. And what it does is it breaks down into four areas. The areas being faith, family, community, and life. And it created programs for the councils in each of those areas. And there are literally hundreds of programs in those areas. And our council, as busy and active as it is very negligent in following up on that faith in action line. We do a few activities in faith, family, community, and life, but nowhere near touching most of the available programs. And they're all spelled out in detail, how to do it, what's involved, and all of our questions that we might anticipate have already been spelled out and answered by Supreme. So what I've done is I've set up a meeting with Deacon Joe Slattery for Wednesday morning. His new title, one of his titles, is now Director of Operations at the church. And I guess maybe with that hat on, he'll be involved in bringing our programs in to coincide with those at St. Joe's. If you look at the Sunday Bulletin, St. Joe's is a very active parish, like our council is very active. We may not have any openings where we can do some of these, but our hope is to coincide with them and work out a mutually beneficial arrangement so that our council can support the church in a better fashion. And that's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday morning.
Wonderful. So is Deacon Joe then helping to coordinate all the different events and activities going on and helping to make sure that everyone's getting the attention that they need?
My understanding of operations is kind of sketchy, but I think he's got his head in everything.
Yeah.
With that title.
So what is the best way, obviously you having not gone out and had this meeting yet, but what is the best way for members of the council to find out more about the Faith in Action and to find out how, if we've got the cycles, to jump in and support?
That's a good point. We have over 300 members in our council, is that correct?
And how many? 284.
Okay, well, up there. The vast majority of them have no idea what Faith in Action is. Many of them are not active members, or if they're active, they're active in a certain sphere. But we can cover the whole waterfront with Faith in Action, and that's our objective, to see where we can go with it and helping and supporting St. George.
So for our listeners, it's one of those, tune in next time, and we'll see what comes back from the meeting with Deacon Joe. And hopefully, if you pay attention to the bulletin, to the different, even the podcast, the different ways that you get information here at St. Joe's, you can find out what it is that you can do to get more involved with Faith in Action. Because we want to follow through on the action part, I assume, of the Faith in Action.
Yeah.
In recent years, the Supreme Council has encouraged councils who own their home to get rid of that and become part of the parish. Our council did that several years ago. We sold our home. We're now part here of St. Joseph's. And the idea is check with the pastor, the clergy, support them in every way possible. So that's our goal.
All right. Well, we will look forward to hearing more about that. Please be sure to fill us in.
I will do that.
Thank you. So I found a little bit of fun happening. On September 12th, a new movie hit theaters. It is called Triumph of the Heart. Now, I have not seen it. I cannot speak a lot to just how good of a film it is.
I know what that is.
But it is a film, a major motion picture being released widely, that depicts St. Maximilian Kolbe's last days on Earth.
Yep.
Now, St. Maximilian Kolbe was a priest who was in Poland during World War II and volunteered to die in the place of another man in Auschwitz, the concentration camp. So absolutely ripe with faith and with holy suffering, you know. And from what I understand, I'm very new to some of these saint stories, but he was even doing so much as trying to hold masses there. He mm-hmm. was trying to do his priestly duties while in Auschwitz, ministering to the people that were in there, anybody who wanted to talk to him. Really, really just an amazing saint. So first of all, any time that there is a major motion picture, or even in recent years, we've seen a lot of really high quality media being created with Christian or especially Catholic values. So that is definitely something that we want to try and promote and support where we can. But the story in of itself is just such a good reminder of true holiness and a dedication and love of our brethren.
Yeah, I'm familiar with St. Max because that is my youngest son's saint name for his confirmation. That's okay. Who he chose. And I know that's the reason I also know about the movie coming out. And I did see a sort of a preview screen, not the whole movie of it. And it looks really good, really good. I would highly encourage everyone to go see that.
Now, from what I understand, a lot like some of the other mass media things that have been coming out. The movie was funded a lot by donors and by just kind of the Catholic membership in general. But they pulled in all of the big name people to really make this a Hollywood worthy production. So apparently, again, I can't speak to this, but it's right up there with The Chosen, right, or with the recent series that they put out on Daniel.
Oh yeah, that was
just
really good.
just some very neat things and more Catholic content, which is so good to see.
You think maybe there's a little movement coming?
I hope that it's more than just a movement, personally.
Yeah. Well, I think so, too. I mean, look at what happened with Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And there's a big movement there.
Anything to promote the faith and to really bring the Spirit back into the world, to bring Christ back into the everyday lives of the culture.
I think it's good because I think the fact that it's about a saint.
Yeah.
And we need more of those. There's so much people don't know about the saints.
Well, having come from outside the Catholic Church, I will absolutely admit to falling to the argument that Catholics pray to the saints and, what heresy that was. But the more I learn and the more I understand just who the saints are, I was a kid who grew up a big fan of superheroes and, the superhero films. And quite honestly, to see more stories about the saints out there might not be a bad thing,
right,
especially as superhero fatigue sets in. Right. Those are the kind of stories, the real life stories of faith and virtue and heroism.
Yeah. Different kind of superhero.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
But I think that's really good for our culture, especially for the youth to be exposed to. Yep.
Absolutely. We need more of that. And if you read the Bible, you start seeing there's trends, where there's predictions of trends. And that could be the kind of a thing that we're seeing now.
Absolutely right.
It's leaning that way,
Yep.
Read the book of Revelation, and there's some things in there that you say, wow, who wrote this? Wow.
Anyhow, Rich, why don't we go ahead and
Well, you're talking
pass
about
off to you.
New things happening now. Of course, we have a new pope who's only been there a short while, and already he's canonized two new saints. So we have two young, rather young people. They were young. One of them was only 24 years old when he died, and that was Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati, born in 1901, died in 1925. He was only 24 years old. Led a conventional life. His parents were really estranged from the church. They were not good churchgoers. And he just developed a liking to go to church, and he used to beg his parents to take him to church. So he got them to bring him to church, and he was quite an active guy, played sports, loved skiing, mountain climbing, and he was a pretty good pool player. And he would gamble with his friends playing pool, but he wouldn't gamble money. He would gamble that you owe me an hour of adoration or prayers, and he would beat them every time. So he would say, okay, come on with me. You're going to go pay your debt. So that was the way he lived the life. Unfortunately, he died at 24 years old. And believe me, he died of polio. But of course, back in the early ages, they didn't really know what polio was. And he was diagnosed, and just a few days later, he died. And the second young man I want to talk about, who was canonized also, was Carlo Acutis. Mm-hmm. He was Italian, not originally born there, but he ended up in Italy. His parents were fairly well-to-do. And again, his parents were not strong churchgoers, but he convinced his parents to take him to church, and they did. And he actually made his first communion at 7 years old, which back then was relatively young, but he begged his parents to let him do that. So he did receive communion. And as he grew up, he was kind of in tune with what was going on with the internet. So he actually had several websites going. And he developed a website that talked about miracles that were occurring around the world. And he actually drew, probably because of his age, a young following. So it may be kind of what you're seeing now about younger people coming into the faith, because for many years we've been losing them. It's us older and medium age people here who've been maintaining the faith, but we've been losing the young. So he's actually kind of primer for getting the youth back, because he had a worldwide following on his websites. He always said, always live the every day of your life like it's the last day of your life. And he wrote a lot, and he did a lot on the website about the highway to heaven is following the Eucharist. And he said, live every day as if it was the last day of your life. So, again, it's a way to attract the youth, and that's really what we need today, because mm-hmm. what does the youth look for today? They're looking for heroes. They're looking for superheroes. So if we got two young saints who are going to be heroes, might not be Catholics, right? And I thought you might like to know that.
And speaking of films, there is a documentary that I think the Italians made it. I'm not sure, but about Carlo.
Carlo Acutis, yeah. Yes.
And they released it in conjunction with his canonization. Oh, it's supposed
cool.
to be really good.
Very
cool. I haven't seen it, but yeah, another film.
Yeah, it's pretty good because Pope Leo has only been a pope for several months and already, of course, he's got a long way to go to catch up with Pope Francis, who's at 926. But he's a young guy, so he's got some time.
Give him time.
That's right.
Great. Back to you, Josh.
Thank you so much, Rich. We appreciate it. So as a reminder, you can keep up with anything you heard here tonight or just the Knights of Columbus in general by visiting our website. That is kofc7612.org. There you will find details about our events, contact information, and also have the ability to ask any questions about anything you've heard today or just want to know about the Knights.
Yep, we're no longer a secret.
No.
We're right out front and tell you everything. I invite you not to one of our meetings, but we'll invite you to a lot of other things. And ask a friend.
In fact, if you're interested in becoming a Knight and want to come to some of these meetings, please send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Thank you for listening to us. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here today with
Peter O'Sullivan,
Rob Somerville,
and Richard Perron. Pass Grand Night.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.